you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Tweeted out a present we should get Nick for Christmas here. Nick Allen will be here in a little bit. He likes Kiss. And the t-shirt is, check it out at TNT Radio Empire. It's Mike Tyson, the four faces of Kiss, the makeup of Mike Tyson's face. And, of course, what do you think the title says of the shirt, Craig? Kith.
Hilarious.
It's hilarious. Great-looking shirt. I mean, you can buy it. It ain't a fake one. You can buy it.
Craig, I'm getting emails. Did you go to the Phil Collins show on Friday night?
We talked about
it
off the air, yeah.
Okay. Because they're saying you should put them on the draft board. Because apparently, the word that I got is Phil comes on the stage.
Well, he joked about being older, yeah. Right, and being in bad shape. He actually sang great, right?
Yeah.
I heard it was a great show.
But he walks out with a cane.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's walking with a cane and then sits down in his rock and roll recliner and then starts the show.
Well, it's just a stool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's got the rock and roll bar stool.
Yeah, and he doesn't move.
And he doesn't drum anymore. His son drums in the band.
His son drums.
Right, okay. Right, yeah.
But his voice is fine? Everything else
is
there?
Yes, great. He sounds great.
Yeah. Good for
him.
He
sounds absolutely great. Yes, he does.
Good for him.
He just can't walk. And apparently he fell over recently on stage.
He can't dance.
No.
Fortunately, we didn't have to hear about that.
No. You hate that song.
I do.
I don't like that song either. But really? I do like some Phil Collins, obviously. Yeah. I heard it was a great show.
Did he play Something Happened on the Way to Heaven? I've always liked that song.
I don't know what that is.
That may have been one that I skipped over in my head. It seems like he may have done that one.
It was a top 40 hit in the early 90s.
That my
dad
to
used
that.
To sing okay. to me.
Yeah.
That's weird.
He really liked
the song.
I just
pictured Larry singing it to you.
Yeah, he passed it along to me.
Oh, Larry, Dad, shut up. You can't
dad,
sing.
Dad, turn me on to that.
Who's this?
Oh. It's our pal, Dr. Mina.
Doc, I thought of you again the other day. Yesterday, actually.
Because you were thinking about how great sex with doctors is?
Well, that wasn't even that. I mean, that happens a lot, but that's not it. It's the stuff you want to put your head through drywall. I saw a huge post on Facebook again. Somebody put up all these stats about how people die of the flu, and it said, please get your flu shot. I don't know these people because I have a lot of Facebook friends I don't know. And the very first comment was,
no,
thank you. Do your research.
Yeah, we have done our research, actually. We live doing our research. This is what we do. We have no reason to F with you whatsoever because we have to take care of you when you come into the hospital because you're so goddamn sick you can't stay at home and might actually die.
Sorry, never mind. I start off all pissed off. We live in the land of dumb people
there
anymore.
There are thousands of people who have done research on this, but they went to Dr. Google.
Know,
By the way, this girl that said that was not a doctor.
No.
I looked at her post.
And I'm absolutely sure her research consisted of looking at other Facebook posts of people that she likes, which will be just her same circle of friends. Yeah. Meanwhile, last year, over 180 children died from the flu.
Right.
These are preventable deaths. Let me say that again. Absolutely preventable deaths in 180 children. It is one of the saddest statistics I can think of.
Scary.
Folks, once again, there is absolutely no evidence that flus cause autism, that any of the components of the flu cause any adverse events, and the flu shot, if you get it, the shot itself, not the intranasal spray, but the shot in the intramuscular shot, is a dead vaccine. So it cannot make you sick. You will not get the flu from the flu shot.
I don't know.
But you will die. You got your own facts, you know.
I don't know. I heard all that.
And let me tell you, I read that in some goddamn book, okay? And here I was, all excited because you did a study that finally proved what I have been saying over and over again, that sex with doctors is amazing.
Oh, I did
and
do that.
And now
right?
you have to bring up the phone. Yeah, you did.
Well, I'll be the judge of that.
I read sex with doctor. Holy crap. Oh, Yale got beat by Dartmouth. What the hell?
Oh.
I just looked that up. Man.
Well, it's Yale. Yeah, what do you expect?
Now you just raided on my parade
here. Yeah, but Dartmouth. Dartmouth's in first place. I got a good team, apparently. Yeah, Harvard, Princeton, and Yale. That's how it goes in your division.
What
right
the hell
now.
Are they doing starting their season in mid-September? Come on.
Right.
Because they've got reading to do, you know?
Because they're smart.
100% of the 100% of the Yale football team is going to major in something other than football. I guarantee you
big time.
Right
oh, yes. yeah.
Because 0%
probably be-
are there
I'm
on
sorry?
0% are there on athletic scholarships?
Right. No, there's no
0% at Yale.
Right.
0% at Yale. I think Dartmouth may actually have some athletic scholarships. Not all the Ivy Leagues don't.
Excuses.
But
excuses for
Yale
losing.
Absolutely
excuses for
refuses
losing.
To
yeah.
do it. And
wait till your Yale coach gets his guys in there.
They did fire that coach. But speaking of Yale, you were asking about Yale's birthday and what was the oldest college. And
yes.
the oldest college is Harvard. It was founded in 1636. Yale was actually founded in 1701. All of the founders of Yale were alumni of Harvard who believed Harvard sucked and they needed to build a better school.
Oh, I got it. I got it. It's like, yep. sort of like Martin Luther leaving the Catholic Church.
Or they couldn't cut it at Harvard.
Yeah. Yeah.
So those guys that left Harvard, they were just wrong, huh?
No, they were.
They couldn't cut it.
Yale went on to admit women before Harvard did as well into their college. The first undergraduate freshman class was admittedly only in 1973, for crying out loud.
Was it really? 73? Yale didn't have women until 73. Okay.
Mm-mm. They had women in their graduate school, but they did not have them as an undergrad.
I don't want to go to any school
Harvard
with no
didn't
chicks.
Do this until, yeah, I know. Harvard didn't do this until 1977, to be honest.
Harvard, no chicks till 77? Man.
Wow.
No chicks. Yeah. And Yale drinks and parties a lot more, but again, Harvard's mascot is a pilgrim.
All right.
So there you go.
All right. Oh, by the way, you also went to Harvard, too, though, didn't you?
I did for my MPH.
That's
yes,
right.
I did. I love them. Their School of Public Health is absolutely fantastic. Their undergrad sucks.
the doctor
Harvard's
sex
undergrad sucks. I love Yaleys. Yes. I love
Back
Yaleys.
To the doctor sex thing. Does it only become really good after you get your doctorate? Or are you good before you get your doctorate?
From personal experience, they're good before as well.
Yeah.
There's a lot of trying out the things you learn in medical school. Let's just put it that way.
But it only gets better
well,
once
you and
your
husband
your doctorate.
It's doctor and doctor sex in their house.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's a doctor,
it's doctor,
too.
Doctor on doctor, doctor sex.
Yeah,
so,
right,
you know,
go.
We got that going for us.
Oh, yeah, because you got two.
That's a four-way.
I got two, and he's got two.
Oh. All right. Double doctor on double doctor.
All right.
I'd like to watch that sometime.
No.
Plus, they're
no video.
The Kama Sutra, too. They're Indian, so, you know,
they're
all kinds of crazy
oh,
stuff.
Oh, yeah, we know that book inside and out. I mean, every Indian has a working knowledge of the Kama.
Yeah, you probably don't
Just
even
like
need
we're all doctors. We all have a certain amount. We're born with a certain amount of medical training.
Yeah. And you don't even need to reference the book, do you? You just shout out a page number.
Well, she knows where the finger goes, obviously, because that's what she does.
Oh, this is why I'm so good. That's why I'm such a good GI doctor. That and a little hand.
Oh.
All right. So let's talk about sexually transmitted diseases then, because Craig brought up this.
Damn it.
Craig brought up this study, and it left
a
lot
gonorrhea.
Of questions.
I know you do, Craig.
You do need gonorrhea, like, you know, just like, you know, the hole in your head. So first of all, there is absolutely a rising epidemic of STDs in this country. And just to answer a question about syphilis specifically, because it came up twice in the past week, there are different types of syphilis, but they're just different manifestations along the course of disease. So when we're talking about primary, secondary, and tertiary syphilis, it's not how you get it. It's just where it is in the stage of disease. So primary is right when you get it. This is the direct sexual contact, and you will develop what's called a chancre at the point of the contact. That's
the
old chancre. Painless ulceration, lasts a couple of weeks if it's not treated. Most people don't notice that they have one, and many people report that they never saw one. So they either missed it or it didn't occur. It doesn't always have to occur, but that's what the chancre is.
How do you miss that? How are you not in touch with your junk?
You may not see it. It may be like on the underside of the genitals in a place you can't actually see, and since it's painless, you may not actually see it. And a certain number, I think about over 50% report never having one. Now, whether they missed it or whether they truly never had one, it's unclear. But not everyone has to get it. But it is where that direct contact occurred. And then secondary syphilis occurs 4 to 10 weeks after that. So it's a couple months later. People sometimes will get a rash on their, like the torso of their body, on their palms and their soles. They may have a headache, a fever, a sore throat, really non-general descriptions. But many report having absolutely no evidence of primary syphilis when this occurs. And many
There's
don't recognize it
as syphilis. There's a lot of people who are feeling those symptoms
it's
right
funny.
Now.
I just stopped. Exactly. I literally just stopped on the movie Airplane 2 nights ago on cable, and it was a scene where he's describing what happens to the passengers, and Peter Graves starts puking and sweating right there as they're describing the symptoms. That's exactly what somebody's doing right now. They're scratching a non-existent chancre, and they're sweating in the car.
If you've had unprotected sex with someone and you don't know what their STD status is, you should get tested. You should go to your doctor and tell them that. And then tertiary syphilis is 3 to 15 years later. So this lives
tertiary
in you.
And then
there's three different forms. You can develop these like tumor-like soft balls of inflammation. They're called gummas. They just appear anywhere on the body.
That is assault
or you
balls.
Can get the neural
balls,
the neurological symptoms. Which I think we're familiar with. People will, they involve the CNS and get a meningitis. They may get pain problem with balance, or they get cardiovascular syphilis. These are late stages, and by the time you get to tertiary syphilis, it may not be reversible.
And that's what killed Capone, right? He got syphilis and he went nuts.
I think he had neurological or neurosyphilis. Now, the last type of syphilis is the most, in my mind, is the most sad, and that's the congenital syphilis. And that is when a woman has syphilis and delivers the baby, and the baby gets it at birth.
Yeah.
Many are born asymptomatic, but they will go straight to secondary or tertiary syphilis, and this is incredibly sad. We do test all of our women for syphilis, but many women don't seek appropriate prenatal care, may miss that testing.
No thanks to your research. That's what they said.
Yeah. But here is the most important point. So the CDC just released a press release saying that cuts to STD programs at state and local levels have resulted in more than half of local programs for STD clinics, for, you know, counseling, for testing being cut. More than half have had budget cuts. This has caused clinic closures, reduced staff loss, reduced patient follow-up. And this has cut services like condoms, like STD testing, like prenatal care, like pregnancy counseling.
But the rich needed tax cuts. Come on.
This is one of the saddest things ever. And
it is sad.
Again, for folks, abstinence-only programs do not work. The science, this is the facts we know. Your children are going to have sex, and since they are, you want them to not get an STD. You want them to be able to get tested. You want them to have access to birth control and education about birth control. And if you think that handing out contraception increases pregnancy rates, just understand that if we didn't have publicly funded contraception, there would be 876,000 unplanned births and 628,000 abortions.
Did you hear? Did you hear yesterday? We were talking about condoms. We're promoting condoms yesterday, but extra thick ones.
Now we're your cousins. You should not be having sex with your cousin.
Cousin rubbers.
Yeah.
Cousin rubbers. Okay.
No. First of all, they are the same rubbers as non-cousin rubbers, but you shouldn't be doing that, okay?
Well, we didn't
and I do realize in certain parts of this country, it may be hard to know who's a cousin and who isn't, but try very hard not to have sex with your cousin.
Okay, all right. Let's get that out there. But if you do, use an extra thick cousin rubber.
Yeah.
No, if you do, just don't.
Damn it.
But yes, probably use appropriate. It's not just STDs we're worried about at that point. We're worried about anything resulting from that pregnancy.
Like a baby. Yeah.
But so again, just so that people are aware, Title 10 funded clinics, Title 10 funding for Planned Parenthood was cut by this current administration.
Of course it was.
It is estimated that over 6 million women get publicly supported contraception, and over half, about 4 million of them, get it from Title 10 funded clinics.
Stop with the facts.
These are 4 million women who will not have access to contraception. They will not have access to prenatal care. They
you
will
hold
not
an
have
aspirin
access.
Between your knees. Who was that old guy dude said that? Old Republican senator said that?
That's every old
I'm sure it was a Republican male.
Republican male said hold an aspirin between your knees.
This is going to be a big problem, folks. This is going to be a very, very big problem. All right. So when, let's see, Mike, Todd,
damn it.
Craig,
all of us, good.
And Big P,
all right.
When talking about...
Craig, well, you know what? Petey must not have been here.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw Petey under the bus because I just don't remember where it was in the day, but I'm pretty sure he would have agreed with you guys. When discussing tables, glass tables, spinning glass tables, or quite frankly, furniture of any kind, please include the message, don't do meth kits, okay?
Oh, yeah, we forgot about that.
Yes,
Craig's was a Coke table, by the way.
We kind of think.
Craig's spinning spool table was a Coke table, not a meth table.
It always does. It inevitably, leads to a discussion
a
about meth.
Table.
But once again, kids, don't do drugs and
don't do meth.
Yeah, definitely. Don't do that. And then finally, and I'm like about a day behind, so I apologize. There was a study about dog owners living longer and having fewer heart attacks.
Yeah.
And before everybody goes completely crazy about this, let me just say that neither of the two studies that reported this in any way, shape, or form said that owning a dog will make you live longer or will cause fewer heart attacks. That is not what they said. This is another example of having a correlation between two things and implying that they cause each other when truly they're just tracking with each
other. Yeah, my dad doesn't have a dog, and he's pretty damn old now. So,
and I firmly believe that the death of me is going to be...
She's going to kill Todd.
I'm going to trip over one of the several dogs
One too many Moscow mules.
Well, no, it's going to be early in the morning, and I'm not going to, you know, the lights aren't going to be on, and I'm going to trip over a dog, and I'm going to fall down the stairs and kill myself.
Either that or shooting a hole through your house with a gun, young man, will do it, okay?
Yeah, he was aiming for the fridge, relax.
Did not go unnoticed.
He was aiming for the fridge through the door.
I no longer dry fire my pistol in the house, and I tell all the kids not to do that. I'm on a mission.
Well, bully for you, by the way. Congratulations, but I will not be forgetting that story. And every time I have to talk about gun-related violence, it will be Todd.
Hey, that refrigerator had it coming.
Yeah, it did. He said ketchup. All right.
So again, what the study didn't do was adjust for a lot of confounders, like tripping over your dog in the middle of the night. But it also, what they didn't show is that people who are what they said is, you know, people who have dogs tend to get out more.
Yeah, they're more active. I got it. That makes sense. Yeah.
And they get out more and they're more active. What they didn't look at was, okay, people who are happily social and active without dogs. There are a lot of people like that. So I think that there are other things at play here. Please don't feel like you have to get a dog, or just because you don't have a dog, you're going to live less long than somebody who does have a dog. That is not what either of these two studies are saying.
Yeah, I can see that. You're right, because there's obviously more correlation than that.
A lot more things they could not adjust for. Absolutely.
There's some guy doing meth right now. He's got a dog. He ain't going to live that long, you know. By the dog won't live that long either, though, because the dog will get into the meth.
But don't, once again, don't do meth, kids, okay?
No, don't
you guys never say this. Like, I need to print a sign out and just put it in the studio.
We thought that was actually just a given. Don't do meth.
I guess we should say it out loud more often.
You should. I really thought
the message was pretty clear.
And the photos we put on our social media shows you shouldn't do meth.
Yeah.
Well, yes, those are the end result. After somebody who wasn't listening to the Don't Do Meth kids, like, you know, got started, and now look where they are.
All right,
Doc, the sign's not going to help. It's radio.
Yeah.
The listeners can't see that.
It's for you guys.
For us,
you bastards.
Question from John regarding the cousin sex. What if your cousin is what if your cousin is a doctor?
Oh, then you know what? Still, unfortunately, you're going to have to find another non-cousin doctor. Yeah,
non-cousin,
but believe you me, they're having great sex. That cousin is having great sex. Not with their cousin. One last thing. We are over halfway to the goal for Shotwave. Please get your flu vaccines. Please send me the pictures so that I can donate, so that kids around the world can get their life-saving vaccines. As a reminder, it's not just the flu.
I see a lot of people sending you stuff on Twitter. I think it's very cool.
It's amazing.
And a lot of people have never done shots until they started hearing you talking about it, which is very cool.
Everybody here get it done?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Petey?
Yeah.
Everyone in the
Nick
studio,
has it
I think,
yet.
Has had it done.
We're
getting you need to kick his. And Len, please make sure that
skin
both
dog,
of them
old skin
food.
Dog, old naked
yeah,
skin
naked
dog.
Don't call him that. That's just awful.
I like that. Actually.
Somebody call him skin dog. Yeah, I like skin dog. Yeah. Or naked LD.
Now,
he's got a bunch of names now.
SD.
But just as a reminder, we are. It takes a couple weeks for the flu shot to get its full efficacy. It's middle of October. Flu season does start really appearing. I mean, the peak is January, February, but we're seeing cases already. So please, please get the flu shot now. Get your folks, your friends, and your family vaccinated. And if you can send me a picture or let me know, I will donate
efficacy?
So that we can get kids around.
That's a fancy word.
Efficacy.
It's how fast it works. It doesn't work. It will not protect you immediately. It takes a couple of weeks before it will protect you from the flu.
No thanks to your research. Shut up.
Vaccines are very, very safe.
Well, one of these days when you're not too busy, we're going to have to do the evening version of What's Wrong with Todd. I missed talking.
She's not busy at all.
I will happily do that any evening. I'll shoot you a text message today. Okay?
Don't say shoot, friend Todd. He might.
No, I'm sorry. Oh my God. So sorry. I will send you a message. Don't shoot anything, Todd. Please, please don't shoot anything.
Just maybe a month from now, somewhere around that area, we're going to see you in person, right?
Yes, I will be coming in here. Actually, I will. That's a really good point. I will be coming in a month. We're going to be formally advertising this when I can get some free time to actually do this. For the Affordable Care Act enrollment, which starts November 1st. And as a reminder, yes, the current administration is trying to sue to say that the Affordable Care Act is unconstitutional. I want everyone
to understand they have a replacement plan. Oh, no.
They don't have any replacement.
Damn it.
But here's the key. Here's the key thing. Regardless of what the next court case says, the Affordable Care Act is the law of the land. Enrollment will start on November 1st. There is very, very good evidence that actually there will be more providers, including in Iowa and in Nebraska and in Kansas, than there were last year, which means prices will likely be lower. And last year, on average, folks got between $400 and $600 back in rebates from being on the Affordable Care Act. So I encourage everyone to go to reach out, to find a navigator, to look at the different options and see what's best for you, no matter what this court case says. Please get enrolled. Enrollment is from November 1st until mid-December for most states. A few states have a little bit longer.
Thanks for staying in.
But I will be out to do it in person.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Doc.
Love you guys.
Don't do meth, kids. Don't do meth, kids. All right.
Don't do meth. Hey, thanks. Bye-bye.
But Craig's table was a Coke table. All right. Two different things. All right. Remember that. Hi, Petey. Got a ghost pepper gummy.
Oh, cool.
You going to try it?
Yeah, I feel kind of nauseous. I'm going to go throw up, and then I'll try that.
Okay.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.